Hi, my name's Nicole and I'm a fake fan.
Hi,
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, my name is Calvin and I am a fake fan.
Hi,
Hi,
Calvin.
Calvin.
Hi. My name's Tristan. I'm a fake fan. And I'm out of bits. If this is our season one finale and I'm out of bits, I got nothing. I've seen movies. I've been lying. I'm a fake fan.
It's okay. We're here for you.
Oh my god.
Hi,
Hi Tristan.
Tristan.
Okay, that was pretty good.
I'm free. I'm free of the joke. The bit's dead.
Set me free.
I'm gonna delete the thing in my notes where I have my list of movies. I'm finally gonna delete it.
Oh god.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot. It includes the Christmas episodes that we never released.
Oh, but Patreons only.
Yeah, Patreons only.
I'll save it for the Patreon.
If you want to hear more of Tristan's gold level comedy humor, you're going to have to subscribe to us on Patreon at patreon.com/fakefans.
Do we have a Patreon?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, shit. Wow, I didn't know that.
No one has subscribed to it
yet. Do we really?
Yeah, we do.
I thought you were just saying that just so like we'd like insert it and it would like keep up with the... We actually do? That's why I was like, no, we don't.
Yes, we have a Patreon. I mean, I barely updated because no one's subscribed to us there, but yes, we do.
Give us money.
We'll We've update. Never talked about it on the show before, so how would anyone know?
Okay, what's the handle?
It's at patreon.com/fakefans.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that was that simple. Try it out, everyone.
Pay us money for more jokes.
Hee-hee, make me laugh, funny man.
And we should make shirts and pins and lots of other
I'm
little
I'm working
fun
on
bits.
That, but the only sketch that I have is a sketch I did when I was high. So that's where that is at.
Let's make it into a shirt.
It's not good at all. I'm not like a good artist
the
when I'm high.
The fact that you were high and you drew it just makes it better. So we should just do it.
It's stupid. Come and see it. It's like...
Well, today was a special day. Today we watched Spy Kids 1. Oh yeah, directed by Robert Rodriguez in what year? 2001?
2001, baby.
Wow. Spy Kids 1. Well, let's go through who is this week's fake fan. Nicole, are you a fake fan of Spy Kids?
It's like one of those movies that I've watched, but I couldn't remember as it was going, like, oh, I remember that. Oh, I remember that the whole time. That's how I was. I don't think that's like a fake fan, right?
No, you watched it. You're a kid. It was part of your childhood. I am a fake fan. You know, I thought I had seen it. I don't know. I remember these images of these characters. No, not in the movie, but like in the posters, I guess. And then I was expecting to remember it all when I watched it. And I did not remember a single moment in this movie. So I came to the realization. I came to the realization that I am a fake fan of this movie while I was watching it. And yeah. Tristan, are you a fake fan of Spy Kids?
Absolutely not. I watched this movie a lot as a kid. You didn't have Disney Channel growing up, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay. This was
It's so aggressive.
This one and the first one were on Disney Channel a lot. I think Nicole and I were talking about this before. Two more than one. But my mom's half-sister, so technically my aunt, who's about the same age as me, we were addicted to these movies. Like, these were our favorites. I've probably seen not as much as Star Wars, but this was close. I watched this a lot. This movie was crazy, and I loved it.
So we got to get Tristan Spy Kids merch for his birthday then.
We haven't watched the second one. I want to get me a Ralph. Get me the little spy robot spider.
Oh my god.
I just gotta say this is probably the best kids movie I've ever seen. Thinking about this with like how this just gives every kid everything you'd ever want. Because I remember when I was in third grade, I went to the mall with my brother and we did this contest with like this local radio station and I won a MP3 player. You know, this is 2003 or four and I'm in third grade and I get a MP3 player. Like, whoa, this is new technology. And I remember like I had the earbud in my ear and I felt like I was a spy. And it was this whole thing where like, I just felt like I was a spy. Then I'm on the playground and I'm, you know, we're playing these different games and I keep thinking like, oh, I'm so cool. And I remember doing, Shaolin martial arts as a kid too. So like, oh yeah, I can take on bad guys. You know, I got a yellow belt, you know, like, I don't know, like it, this just like fulfills this weird part of a kid brain where you want to be a secret agent, cool spy guy, taking on bad guys. And this movie just hits it with every note. I was watching that scene where the parents are in their super cool minivan that turns into a like oceanic vessel. Like as a kid, you are in your parents' van and you just have your imagination flowing. You imagine like, oh yeah, we're just going to blast right off into the ocean and we're going to go take on some bad guys. It's every moment of this movie just hit every like imaginative feature in a kid's brain. And watching it as a 24-year-old man, it just sent me right back, and I loved it. Every moment was just so full of fun. It was hilarious, so full of action. It got me. I was amazed. I'm amazed. Calling it right now, best kids movie of all time. Spy Kids. Wow.
That was a lot.
Yeah. It all came out of me right there.
Here's my question, Calvin. Mary Poppins is a kids movie. So technically, are you saying that Spy Kids is the greatest movie of all time?
Oh my god. No.
I'll concur with you on that.
Oh no. Oh no. No, Mary Poppins is better. I'm sorry. Spy Kids, close second.
Oh my god, what is this ranking?
Look, just the fact that Machete is canonically involved in Spy Kids blew my mind. That, oh my god, wow.
Wait a sec. I'm confused on that part. I know his name's Machete in the movie.
So Machete is its own film series.
Oh, okay.
Danny Trejo plays a former federale who, like, take down bad guys, and his name's Machete. And so canonically, you go to his Wikipedia page, and yeah, the character of Machete is also featured in Spy Kids. It's canonically involved, oddly enough. Incredible.
I love Danny Trejo for some weird reason.
He's a treasure. He's an absolute treasure.
He could be like, you know, a drug guy or, you know, your uncle that you want to give a hug.
Why not both?
We love a drug lord uncle.
Andy was in The Muppet Show, which, you know, just plays a warm, loving
as
guy. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's a warm, loving guy. He's just totally lovable. But those were my thoughts on Spy Kids. I'm curious to hear your thoughts, guys. Nicole, what do you think about Spy Kids? Wait. We didn't go over the storyline.
They're kids and they're spies. Nicole, what'd you think?
Oh, my God. I loved it.
Oh god. You loved it. Okay, great.
I don't know how to follow up your big ol' like positive rants that you do on here sometimes.
Well, just like if we didn't bring back memories. I mean, Tristan brought back memories, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna be as enthusiastic as you, even though inside, of course, I feel as enthusiastic as you after watching this movie.
Oh my god.
I am so full of joy, and I feel like I'm 8 again.
Aww.
I do, actually. I would agree with you saying that this is one of the best kids' movies ever. I haven't sat down and watched this probably since I was a kid in the right mindset. I've watched this in an inebriated mindset in the past year. But like my memories of this movie is like, guys, come over and let's get high and watch the Spy Kids movies because they're wacky and they're everywhere and they'd be so fun. We watched Sharkboy and Lava Girl that same day.
Okay, I want to do that too.
So that was the last time I watched it. It was in a different state of mind. But watching it like sober and knowing like, because I love kids media because I'm basically 12 years old still.
Yeah.
I love kids media and watching this and I agree with you. It's just, it's like, it's got the right amount of like hamminess to it where it's, it is very hammy, and like watching you like lose your fucking mind in the first 5 minutes was hilarious.
It was a lot.
But it's like such a good amount of hammy for like a kid's movie. It's not hammy enough to be like, oh, these guys are so stupid. It's hammy to a point that like made sense to me and keeps kids' attention. I think the story is super good. As a young boy growing up, it does have like those levels of tension to it for a 10-year-old. I don't know. It was just, I will agree with you. I think it is one of the best. Watching it again after all these years, I think it is one of the best kids movies I've ever seen.
I'm just amazed that Robert Rodriguez, and I'm proud of him, honestly. That guy is a very much a DIY filmmaker for everyone who doesn't know. If I can remember right, like he made his feature film for like just like $1,000. This guy's crazy. He shoots everything. He edits everything. He does everything to make sure it works. And he just has fun with his movies, and that he gets to have this kids movie under his belt where he takes it to this limit and has so much fun with it. I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him. And this was a fun time. I'm glad I was able to have my childhood with you guys.
I like it too, because it does feel like an actual spy movie, but everything literally is kid version. And it does it so good. So well.
What were you saying about Mission Impossible?
Oh, I read an IMDb trivia fact that Robert Rodriguez took Alexa Pena. Her name's Alexa Pena Vega now because she married Carlos Vega from Big Time Rush, and they combined their last names.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to say Alexa Pena Vega, who plays Carmen, went with Robert Rodriguez to see Mission Impossible 2 before they started filming this, and Robert Rodriguez leaned over to her halfway through the movie and said, "You're going to look so much cooler than Tom Cruise." And I think that's awesome. As a director directing children, like, because I have directed children before for a short film, I love just like talking kids up, because as a kid, that's what you want to hear is like, yeah, you're going to look so much cooler than Tom Cruise. And that like raises your morale as an actor and makes you want to look cooler than Tom Cruise. So I've given Robert Rodriguez a lot of shit, mostly because like, I haven't watched these movies in a while, and my whole time I'm thinking like, oh, I bet those movies will be so cheesy now. I bet they'll be like Star Wars prequels to me, where I'll watch them again and be like, ah, they're not as good, but this is as good. I'll still give him shit for Spy Kids 4, because oh my gosh, that movie's so bad.
I think I never saw that even as a kid.
Oh, it's bad. It came out like when we were in high school.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, it came out like 10 years or something after the third one.
Are the kids still kids?
No, they're adults. It's new kids. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it's not good. But then Robert Rodriguez made the best episode of The Mandalorian. So Robert Rodriguez is a cool guy. I will give him props, because man, watching this movie again, and like I said, and I say this for a lot of movies that I've seen that you guys might be fake fans of, watching your reactions through this, Calvin, was so funny. It was hilarious.
I just love these. I love movies that can be fun for kids. I don't know why. Maybe because I didn't quite see these movies as a kid, but I don't know, if you can hold kids' attention, that's a big feat in its own realm. And then just the jokes that are in here, they're they're so silly and just hammy, and I don't know, I appreciate that. I enjoy that. Well, it's a good movie to watch with friends in this setting, honestly. Yeah, that's a big part of it. Because like, you know, we were talking about watching Schindler's List at some point. Maybe we will, but it's not exactly a movie you sit down with friends and like, hey, we're gonna say jokes while we watch a movie
and then talk about it.
Want to come over and watch Schindler's List? It'll be a rip roaring good time.
No, Tristan, we don't. I'm busy.
So this fits this context super well. I just have so much fun with it. Do you suggest we watch Spy Kids 2, Tristan?
Yes, I think I've seen Spy Kids 2 more than the first one, because I think it played on Disney more, and it just has, from what I remember, and it's been a while since I've actually watched Spy Kids 2, but like the set pieces are really cool. They introduce like different creatures and things. I would say it's on par with this one. And then if you watch Spy Kids 3, I think it's still a good time, but it's obvious it's not as good of a movie as the first two. But it's a good time if you just like watching dumb movies with your friends.
And would you say Steve Buscemi is a better villain than Alan Cumming?
He's not the villain, though. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Whoa.
I'm such a fake fan. I don't even know. I don't even know. any other thoughts on this movie? Other movies? I mean, I haven't seen like Sharkboy Lava Girl, and I haven't seen Sky High. I mean, there are just so many movies of this era where, like, kids being heroes and whatnot. Like The Incredibles. Like, you know, it's got that same kind of feeling like, wow, we're kids. We can save our dad, we can save our family, we can save, you know, there's all this stuff. I didn't see a lot of them.
I think this is like one of those movies, a little bit like Sharkboy and Lava Girl, because it's like, they were on TV and it was just kind of like goofy if they were on, and you may be like sitting like on the computer and like it's on in the background in the living room.
I think Sharkboy and Lava Girl is the same caliber as Spy Kids 3, because Robert Rodriguez did Sharkboy and Lava Girl not long after Spy Kids 3 came out, like maybe a couple years after. And it's a movie that's obviously made for children, so, but it is very wonky. They do a lot of the 3D. Robert Rodriguez's 3D effects aren't that great, and I'm sure that's not really a controversial opinion, but the world of Sharkboy and Lava Girl looks a lot like the world of Spy Kids 3D.
Yeah.
Taylor Lautner raps in it. It's
shout out to Taylor Lautner, who grew up in the town right next to ours, Hudsonville, Michigan. Let me ask you this. Would you show Spy Kids to your kids? Is this a movie that you'd show to your kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
This is, like, near the top of the list now. This moved up so far. This moved up so far after today.
Oh, my God. I feel like for me, it'd be like, okay, like, we have Disney Plus in the future where everything is on there. Like, and I feel like I'd be scrolling with, my, with the kids and being like, oh, let's just watch this. This is funny. Come on, we gotta watch it.
Spy Kids!
No, you gotta watch this movie. We're setting time aside to watch this movie.
Call Uncle Tristan.
That's a... I'm not in a relationship. I'm nowhere near to having kids, but I already know everything I plan on showing my kids. God. Come on.
Star Wars first, Spy Kids second, dinner last.
Oh my God.
They're going to be cultured. They're going to be cultured with a capital C.
All right. Well,
shout out to the Hispanic culture in this movie. She had to say her full name to get into the safe house. Had to be proud of her heritage.
My favorite thing about these movies is that they remind me of Fast and Furious, and I've never seen a Fast and Furious, but I know the whole point.
Fake fan.
I know the whole point of those is like, we're family, we're not related, but we're family, and that this movie's the same thing. In Spy Kids 3, they all put their hand in, and they're like, to family.
Oh my
it's
God.
The best thing ever.
They did that almost at the end, too, at this one.
Yeah,
they didn't say to family.
No,
but...
That's what Carmen was all like, you know, it's hard to be a spy, but keeping a family together... That's harder. And then she shuts off the movie.
She's so right. Well, that about wraps it up here. To all the fake fans out there, it's never too late to revisit the movies from your childhood. Especially if you're like me, where you didn't grow up with cable or your parents really didn't care to go pay a ticket for Spy Kids because they wanted to go see the new Brad Gelina movie. So go ahead.
It's a Brad Gelina movie.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the same movie but without children?
Oh my God.
So yes, we should... All fake fans everywhere. It's never too late. Get back on the horse and watch those movies. Tristan, you want to give us our send-off?
Thanks for coming to this meeting of Fake Fans Anonymous. If you join us in the back, we have... we could have pig intestine. We could have pig intestine, but there's also... you can put that packet in the microwave and get the dehydrated McDonald's.
Yeah,
dehydrated McDonald's. Or pig intestine, you know?
Or Machete's Electric.
Or some Machete electric gum. Shock your friends with this cool prank.
Kill your friends.
Thanks, bye.